From the Heart, October 26th, Spiritualism and Its End. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs, which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world. The great power that attends spiritualism has its origin in the great leading rebel, Satan, the prince of devils. It is through his artifice that evil angels have been able to substitute themselves for the dead, and through lying hypocrisy they have led men and women to have communion with devils. Those who commune with the supposed spirits of the dead are communing with those who will have a corrupting, demoralizing power upon the mind. Christ commanded that we should have no communion with sorcerers and with those who have familiar spirits. For years, spiritualism has been growing in strength and gaining in popularity by advocating a certain kind of faith in Christ, and thus many Protestants are becoming infatuated with this mystery of iniquity. It is little wonder that they are deluded when they persistently retain the error that, as soon as the breath leaves the body, the spirit goes immediately to heaven or hell. Through the hold this doctrine has upon them, the way is prepared for the delusive working of the prince of the power of the air. As the Spirit of God shall be withdrawn from the earth, Satan's power will be more and more manifest. The knowledge that he had through being in connection with God as a covering cherub, he will now use to subordinate his subjects who fell from their high estate. He will use every power of his exalted intellect to misrepresent God and to instigate rebellion against Jesus Christ, the commander of heaven. In the synagogue of Satan, he brings under his scepter and into his councils those agents whom he can use to promote his worship. It is not a strange matter to find a species of refinement and a manifestation of intellectual greatness in the lives and characters of those who are inspired by fallen angels. Satan can impart scientific knowledge and give people chapters upon philosophy. He is conversant with history and versed in worldly wisdom. Satan will use his agencies to carry out diabolical devices to overpower the saints of God. Yet the people of God can look calmly at the whole array of evil and come to the triumphant conclusion that because Christ lives, we shall live also. The confederacy of evil will finally be destroyed.